whether you have a chicken list or whether, or maybe you're on somebody's chicken list, this episode, this special episode today is for you. We want to talk about all the amazing people around us that we would love to have understand our business better. Please listen, and we hope we have lots of you joining us for National Chicken List Days 2021.
Welcome to the MLM You Decide podcast.
We're your hosts, Janine Finney and Laura Evans.
Each week, we'll bring you conversations about the good and the misunderstood aspects of MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing.
It's time to get informed because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive decision you make.
Let's dive into today's episode.
I am so excited that we are doing this special edition today to talk about National Chicken List. Everybody that is in network marketing knows what we're talking about when we say chicken list, because most people in network marketing have a chicken list. We have people that we dream of that we know would be so amazing at this business and that we would love to work with because of who they are. But we're afraid to talk to them because we don't know how to just kind of jump into that conversation. We think that they would never understand this business or why we're doing this. And so that's what National Chicken List Days are all about. Lori and I started this little occasion 9 years ago. And, you know, it's been with, because of my vision of us coming together as network marketers to really enlighten the people in our lives around us, because I believe that there are so many people that are searching for exactly what this business is, but they don't understand it.
Yes, I love that you guys launched this. And, you know, what a chicken list means is, for anybody that's not familiar with it, it means that there's someone that you think would be great, but you're just scared to approach them or you prejudge them. And my story is a great example of that. I was a successful executive, a six-figure earner, professionally successful, you know, many years as a corporate president, president of billion-dollar companies, multiple homes, you know, very well-traveled. Folks would not have seen me and said, she needs to make extra money. And it wasn't about the money for me. It was about the ability to have a backup plan, an ability to transition. Because although I was professionally successful, I was emotionally bankrupt. And I was not spending the time with my family that I knew I wanted to spend with them because I was had golden handcuffs tied to a job. So tax benefits and time freedom were so important to me. And many times those that are on your chicken list, if you're looking at them, first you're going to think they're too busy. And busy people are actually the people that get the most done, even in this business, because they see the value of things and they figure out how to make things a priority and they know how to better manage their time. So busy people get things done. But the other piece is, you know, just because they're making an income doesn't mean they're where they want to be financially. You know, we've talked a lot about why this type of business is great for baby boomers and how this type of business can help in transitioning for retirement. You know, a job today and a successful career today, there will be a point in time where that job leaves you or you choose to leave that job. And having multiple streams of income, an extra stream of income, is so critical. It's smart. The average millionaire has seven streams of income. So when you think about somebody that's on your chicken list, think about those things to ask them about, you know, what their plans are for retirement. Do they have an additional stream of income? You know, would they be interested in tax benefits? You know, as a couple earning certainly and living at that time in California, understanding and seeing the potential for some tax benefits of a small business were also valuable to us, more valuable than the income that I lost temporarily by leaving my job and then was able to, you know, build to something different. So I'm a huge encourager to get out that chicken list. As my friend Sarah says, those chickens can be your eagles, and you might miss your eagles because you're too chicken to approach them, and you just don't know what other people are thinking.
I love your story, Laura. And, you know, National Chicken List Days is really a catalyst for us to get our ass in gear as network marketers. And I actually had my hormone doctor was on my chicken list. And the reason she was is that I would go in and see her every few months. And I loved her. She was just such a great person. And she would talk about all the fun things that she liked to do. And I would just leave there every time thinking, how the heck does she stand coming into this office every day? She is like this free spirit and she needs to have freedom. But I had no idea how to bridge the gap between sitting there as her patient and talking to her about network marketing. And so I would think about it every time, and she remained on my chicken list. And so finally, I kind of used this idea of chicken list days as my catalyst to inspire me to talk to her. So what I did was the next time I went in to see her, I said, I am part of this contest thing, and I need to find somebody that is really smart and really successful, professional, to get your input on something. Would you be willing to do that for me? And she said, sure. And I said, well, I have this book, and it'll only take you a half an hour. I want you to read the welcome part. I gave her just as she fit. And I said, just read the welcome. It'll take you half an hour. And then I want to get your honest feedback. And she said, okay. And I said, and one more thing, can I get you to do it in a week? And she said, sure, I can do that. And so I said, okay, I'm going to talk to you a week from today. So I reached out to her a week from that date, and she said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy. I haven't done it. And I said, that's okay. And she said, give me one more week. I promise I'll do it. And I said, okay. So I went back to her again. When I went back to her the next time, she was completely different. She was super open. She said, oh my gosh, I have a friend that has been trying to talk to me about her network marketing business for years. And I could not understand why she was talking to me about this, because I'm a physician. I'm you know, very happy with what I do, and I totally got it. So thank you for asking me to read this. So there's a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different things that can happen. But I think that the most important thing is that it will enlighten someone that does not understand this business model. And I think that the biggest reason there are not more people around us doing this type of business is because they simply don't understand it. And what the books, what our books do is really open their eyes and create more respect for network marketing. I think when we as network marketers get excited and invite people to join us in our business, the challenge is that the person we're talking to doesn't necessarily see our business for what it really is. I mean, once we are involved, we see the opportunity that this is to really change your life. I mean, it's not just a little side thing that most people think it is. And so what the books do is address all of the issues, all of the misconceptions, and the person's going to walk away with more respect for network marketing.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for your books as being a gateway to introduce this concept of network marketing and address some of the misunderstandings about it without feeling like you're trying to sell to somebody. I mean, when you ask somebody to take a look at just the first part of a book, that's not, in most cases, connected with any type of multi-level marketing or network marketing offer. So you yourself in your own head don't get in your way and self-sabotage yourself about not wanting to, you know, feel like you're coming across selling. You're not selling because you're just recommending they read the beginning of the book. And I love that so much. And I do find that that there is, it's the reason we do the whole podcast. There's a ton of misunderstanding. People don't feel it's the right fit for them, or they've had a bad experience, or they just don't understand how it works. And so they judge that it's not a right fit for them. But especially in this day and age, if they knew more about it, they might be open-minded to it if they saw a way to get involved. In fact, most of the interviews, you know, you look at a restaurateur, you look at somebody that was retiring as a nurse, you look at someone that's a busy mom, you look at someone that was in the mental health field, you look at someone that was an actor. Over and over again, the common theme is people didn't really see themselves doing this business. It wasn't what they were looking for, but it was the vehicle to get what they were looking for. They were open to an additional stream of income, but they were not knowledgeable about what it is that this business, this network marketing business, can do.
So we are the ones that need to be the change we wish to see. So we are the ones that need to educate the people around us. And, a lot of times it's kind of scary to say, read this and give me your honest feedback. I think a lot of people think that kind of an open-ended question is a little scary, especially when a lot of people have the wrong idea about network marketing. But my experience is that when you ask someone that and they come back to you, they are really a lot different. They are really a lot more open because their eyes are open to this business model. And really, once you understand, it's a brilliant business model. So I just want to go over for anybody that's in network marketing that would like to participate in National Chicken List Days, or if you're a skeptic and you're listening to this, I really encourage you, if you've got somebody in your life that you've watched kind of from afar and you've thought, why in the world is she doing that? I remember when we interviewed Danielle Daniel, who has her PhD, and she was talking about her friend that was trying to get her into her network marketing business. And she's thinking, she's a smart girl. Why is she doing one of those things? I think a lot of people think that. But what we want to do is, it's not about convincing anyone. It's not about trying to get anyone to join your business necessarily. But I think when somebody understands the business model, then you can tell them about why you're excited about your particular network marketing company. And, you know, it's just a really, it's a different approach. Most of the time people are going in directly with their company, but without that respect for network marketing, for the business model of network marketing, the difference between trading time for money and earning, working for freedom, they're very, very different. And so until somebody understands those differences, they're not going to have the same respect. So what we want you to do is just, you know, dust off your chicken list and look at who you would really love to understand more about this business. And then simply go to them and say, you are someone that I really admire and respect. If they've been on your chicken list, tell them that. I mean, who is not going to be flattered by the fact that you respect them and admire them? And you can say, I've just not quite known how to bridge that gap between, you know, me, what I envision, and maybe what you might think of this business. I'm not sure that we both have the same understanding. So this little book helped me understand the business in a way that is going to be easier for you to understand than us having a conversation. So could you just do me a huge favor, take 30 minutes to read the first three chapters of the Flipflop CEO or the Welcome of Does the Shoe Fit? And then let's get back together. And I would really love any thoughts you have. I just love to know what your opinion is as somebody that I admire and respect. Would you be willing to do that? And do you think you could do that in a week? Because if you don't set up that time frame, somebody may have the best intentions, but they're going to take that book home and they're going to sit it on a nightstand or sit it on a table somewhere, and it's never going to get opened. So the goal is to enlighten skeptics in the National Chicken List Days are actually May 15th through May 25th. So just imagine if we can enlighten a lot of people that don't understand network marketing during that time frame. So if you are a network marketer and you want to participate in National Chicken List Days, you can do it with your team. You can make it a fun event. So we have a bundle to make it easier for you to share the book. So you can go to theflipflopceo.com and you can get a bundle of 5 books for $25 using the code CHICK, C-H-I-C-K. And you can also, this is really important, ask the person that you're talking to if they prefer listening to a book or if they prefer Kindle or a hard copy, because that really matters. You'd be surprised how many people still like to hold a book, but some people are too busy. They love Audible. So the books are available on Audible. And if you purchase the book once, you can share it many times with people. So you can share it over and over again. And you would purchase that through Amazon. Same with Kindle. You can purchase it once and you can share it with people. But if you want to actually have the books on hand, if you've not read them yourself yet as a network marketer, this should be part of your toolbox to enlighten people. So it's a good time to get the books, 5 books for $25 with the code CHICK. And we are throwing in a free water bottle if you also enter the code THANKS. If you are a skeptic listening to this and you have a friend that you've watched doing network marketing and you've wondered why the heck they're doing that, please enlighten yourself. Go to the Flipflop CEO, enter the code SKEPTIC, and we will give you 2 books for the price of 1. We'll give you the Flipflop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit, and you can read them yourselves. And then go back to the person, your friend, after you've read them and talk to them about their company. Ask them why they were so excited to join the company that they're with.
Yes, indeed. And I love that May 15th through the 25th is, I love that, like, you approached your hormone doctor. I love that it gives you a reason to step outside of your comfort zone. Not much is ever accomplished when we're comfortable. So we have to be willing to step outside of our comfort zone. So this can push you to step outside of your comfort zone and have a different conversation. And you can use that as a conversation starter. I'm involved in this contest, and part of it is reaching out, like you shared, to influential people that I respect their opinion and ask them to evaluate, take a look at, and give me input or feedback back on what's covered in this book. So I just love it. And I'm really looking forward to folks getting out there and turning their chicken list into their eagles, as it will help them with their business, because you just don't know. The last thing I do want to say is, most times, and I love that this gets you to take the first step. Most times for someone that's on your chicken list, they are not going to jump in to your business full speed when just the first step. And it may not even be the second or third step. It was a couple of years for me to make the decision in my head, but because the seeds were planted, and that's what you're doing. You're planting the seeds for something that is going to grow later, kind of like the whole bamboo tree analogy that we've heard before or shared before, that you plant them, but they really don't grow until years later. But once they start growing, you can't stop them. They're just prolific. Well, that's what a chicken list person is for you. You know, they probably have a lot of balls in the air that they're juggling. So do not be offended and do not give up on them just because one conversation, they didn't decide to drop everything and be all in. They didn't get to where they're at by being impulsive. So they're not going to be impulsive in making a decision. But you'll never know, and they'll never know whether this is the right fit for them or not, unless you push past your fears and your chicken list. A friend of mine, Brooke, always says, what is on the other side of your obedience? You know, when you feel called to talk to someone, are you being obedient and reaching out and talking to them? Or are you struggling with your fear, your anxiety, and in your head about what they're going to think about you, and then you do nothing? But what is on the other side of your obedience could totally change their life and change your life too. So This is a great reason with the Chicken List Days to get involved. And if you happen to be listening to this after May 15th to 25th, no problem. You can create a chicken list with your team or a chicken list for your own self anytime that you want to and declare it a Chicken List Day. You don't have to have it organized by somebody else. You are strong and capable of creating it for yourself whenever you want to put yourself in that that kind of sprint of a contest. So I'm really excited about this, Janine. Thanks for sharing it with everyone.
Thank you for sharing all that. I love everything that you just added. And please let us know how you do. If you're not a member of our Facebook group, MLMU Decide yet, please join. And I want to hear some wonderful success stories from people during National Chicken List Days. So thank you. Please join us.
So much for taking the time to be with us. We hope you gained some clarity from today's show. If you did, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues.
Because when you share it and drop a review, it helps other people find us and helps us get this message out. Please join us each week to hear from people who are in the trenches and have their own personal experience with this business. And if you'd like to learn more about this topic, subscribe to our show and visit our website. We'd also like to recommend two books co-authored by Janine Finney and her daughter, Lori Merhead, The Flip-Flop CEO and Does the Shoe Fit? The Guide to Help You Decide.
We invite you to join our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn communities as well.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode because making a decision with only half the information could be the most expensive mistake you can make.